ABC Listen.
Hello, welcome to Noisy by Nature. My name is Anne, and my favourite thing to do is use my ears to listen to the different sounds that nature makes. I love the sound of humpback whales singing under the water. Wow. Or the croak of gang cockatoos. Actually, I love all nature sounds, and I've got an unusual one for you today. Right now, I'm in the capital city of the Northern Territory, Darwin, on Larrakia country. It's early evening, and so I'm heading down to the waterfront to find some dinner. The street lights are just coming on. Can you hear the cicadas? They're just starting to sing now that the sun's going down. Cicadas have been here a long time. Experts think they've been living in Australia since the Ice Age. What was that? It's coming from the park. What a haunting sound. Ooh, well, now it sounds like it's laughing. What is going on? This is all very confusing. Oh, I can see now. There are two of them, and they have long legs and a slim body and very big yellow eyes and a tiny little short beak. They're bushstone curlews, sometimes called a bush thick knee thanks to their knobby little knees. They're a bird and they like to live on the ground. The curlew's brown and white streaky feathers help them to blend in, and they come out at night time to look for insects and seeds and small animals to eat. Uh-oh. They're making that hissing sound as a warning not to get too close. Okay, I'll step back. I can see now why it's so upset. It has a baby with it. It's small and fluffy and stripy. Lots of parents get very protective when they have young ones, so I'll leave them to look after their dinner. Dinner. Not far from the waterfront now, and I can smell that salty, fishy air of the harbour. Sounds like someone's taking some cute little dogs for a walk. Where are they? I love dogs. But I can't see any to pat. Coming from over here near this big tree. Oh, it's in the tree. Could it be a flying dog? No, Ant, that is impossible. I know. It must be a nocturnal bird that sounds a lot like a woofing dog. A barking owl. Can you hear its double woof woof? I can see it now up in the branches. It has white and brown streaky feathers and big yellow eyes and a heart-shaped face. Doesn't really look like it wants to play fetch with me though. Or have a pat for that matter. All right, Anne, stick to the plan. Dinner. Here we are, Darwin's famous noodle markets. Oh, yum. Oh, no, I can't choose. I wonder what I should get. A laksa, maybe? Some fish and chips. Whoa, what was that? Something just flew into me, and it's stuck on me. And it's got horns. It's a rhinoceros. But not a giant one like those you might find in Africa. This one is a black beetle. And it's using its long, thin, black legs to cling onto my t-shirt. I know this one's a male because of the long, forked horns at the front of its head. The one on the top curves down and the one on the bottom curves up. They use these horns to fight off other males during the breeding season. And although they look a little bit scary, they can't hurt humans. Their mouths aren't strong enough and their horns aren't really sharp. Can you hear that hiss, though? It makes that sound by rubbing its abdomen and wings together. Let's listen. It hisses like that when it's disturbed. And it's really stuck on my t-shirt because the claws on the end of its legs are made to hold on tight to the leaves that they eat. I don't want to pull it off because that can hurt them. I do know a trick though. I'm going to give it a little gentle pat down its back to help it relax. There, there, little beetle. You're safe. You can relax. Oh, it's let go and it's flown off. Bye. They're Australia's largest beetle and can grow up to 7 centimetres long. That's about as wide as a can of soft drink. It's really big. Sometimes they're called the Hercules beetle because of how strong they are. They can lift up to 30 times their own weight while still going as fast as they like. It's like an adult human power walking while carrying a full-grown rhinoceros. Incredible. Rhino beetles are herbivores. That means they only eat plants. They like fruit and nectar and sap, and they live in warm subtropical areas in WA and the NT and Queensland and northern New South Wales. But what a cool nature sound, eh? Can you be a fearsome-looking rhinoceros beetle hissing? Give it a go with me. You ready? Oh, wow. That is some excellent hissing, little rhino beetles. I'll bring you some more weird and wonderful sounds of Australian nature very soon, but for now, I'm Anne, signing off like a rhinoceros beetle. Thanks to Claire Smith from Wildlife Rescue Sunshine Coast and James Lambert for some of the sounds that you just heard. Noisy by Nature is a collaboration between ABC Kids Listen and ABC Science. It's made on Gadigal, Wadawurrung and Combermere country. This episode features the sounds of Larrakia country. It's hosted by me, Anne Jones, and written and produced by Josie Sargent. Our sound engineer is Wayne Newen and our executive producer is Emma Gibbs. Noisy by Nature is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For more great podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app free from your app store. Why not check out Imagine This? I'm even in an episode with Dr. Nidge, all about why animals have spots, stripes, and scales.